last night, the Green Jackets were down 1-0 entering the seventh inning. They would put up four runs of their own in that frame. But then in the bottom of the eighth, they dealt a situation with Nolan Martinez on the mound. The Green Jackets allowed four consecutive base hits. The tying run was on third, and the go-ahead run was on second base. Christian Hernandez singled to right, bringing home the tying run. When Andy Gariola, the go-ahead run, tried to score from second base. But a bullet from Celedonio in right erased him at the plate, sending us to the ninth, all tied up at a score of 4-4. In the top of the ninth inning, the Green Jackets scored a whopping five runs, their second biggest inning of the entire season, en route to picking up a 9-4 victory in the series opener. And that brings us to tonight, where we've got Green Jackets baseball on tap from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Welcome into the Tax Slayer pregame show, folks. My name is Nathan Strauss from a cloudy Myrtle Beach in the Palmetto State. It was pushing 90 earlier today, about 84 degrees with intense humidity. That humidity broke with about an hour and a half worth of rainstorms. The tarp was on the field. And then behind you, you've got two teams tied at 14 and 20. Charleston and Fayetteville are 6.5 games back of Columbia, 2.5 games back each of Augusta and Myrtle Beach. So a lot of ground to be made up in this series, but really all six teams in this division are conceivably within a close winning streak, a 5 or 6 game winning streak of potentially being in first place. Yesterday was the quarter mark of the season, and the Green Jackets obviously come through at that one quarter mark with a record of 16-17, one game below 500, but that did not always look like it was going to be the case. The Green Jackets were 6 games under 500 before the month of May began. Looking at some stats from around the Carolina League as well, the Green Jackets continue to hit very well. They still lead the Carolina League in OPS this month. They are now up to 7th in OPS on the season. And the Green Jackets now hitting .221, which is just 1 point behind Columbia in 10th and tied with Kannapolis for the lowest in the league. But that can all change in a matter of minutes. The Green Jackets had a great night at the plate yesterday, but also took a lot of walks. And one thing that Myrtle Beach does not do is walk whatsoever. They hardly ever take base on balls. So far this season, they are 20 back of the next closest team in the Carolina League. They've only taken 110 walks in 33 games, which is fewer than 3 walks per game. For context, the Green Jackets, who are 9th, have taken 35 more walks than the home side tonight. The other thing we saw yesterday is that Myrtle Beach is not a good team on the base path. Both teams did have a run thrown out at home plate. However, Myrtle Beach also got thrown out trying to steal twice. The same batter, Juan Mora, got caught by Nick Clarno, who had himself a day yesterday. Nick Clarno went 3 for 5 with 3 runs batted in, a stolen base, and he also threw out 2 would-be base stealers. And he ends up with the night off tonight. There are 2 teams, by the way, that have stolen over 100 bases this season. Columbia with 101 and Lynchburg with 106. Lynchburg has stolen 106 bases and been caught 16 times. Unbelievable stuff, and you can see exactly how the philosophy of the Guardians at the major league level has trickled down to that minor league system. Taking a look at some of the scores from earlier today, there were plenty of games in action, as we mentioned, with the Education Day on these Wednesdays. In fact, all but 2 teams played earlier today. Kannapolis fell to Carolina 7-0. They got 4 hit by the Mudcats at home. Columbia beat Fredericksburg 3-1 with Ben Kaderna picking up the win. And Fayetteville edged off down east, winning 2-1 in Kinston. That series now tied up at 1 game apiece. Underway already, Salem and Lynchburg. Salem is up 1-0. The Green Jackets will not face off with Lynchburg. They will, however, take on Salem in Virginia in a couple months' time. Delmarva and Charleston, the other game tonight, with Kikito Severino getting the start for the River Dogs, but that game is in a delay, and it looks like they are going to start on the later side of things tonight. Green Jackets will be wearing their road grays this evening. They wore the greens yesterday. No real threat of rain as of right now, but it is just a bit humid, a bit foggy, and a bit overcast, but it seems like the wind, which was such a big factor last night, 15 miles an hour is what they recorded it as, blowing inwards. It seems like we shall have an interesting environment to see how the ball flies tonight. Yesterday, hardly anything got to the warning track. Even hard-hit balls ended up as flyouts. We will take a break and then come back after the national anthem with first pitch and lineups and more. Spencer Schwellenbach gets the start against Michael Arias tonight as the Green Jackets look to make it 2 of 2 here in Myrtle Beach. Back in a flash, this has been the Tax Slayer pregame show on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Well, back here in Myrtle Beach for game 2 of 7 this series, as the Green Jackets will look to replicate last night's performance going up tonight against a pitcher who really shut them down earlier this year. On the mound for Myrtle Beach, who tonight are wearing their one of their many alternate jerseys. I think they lead the league in different types of jerseys that they can put on display. But tonight they are wearing their blue jerseys with blue caps, the yellow brims, and white pants and blue socks. It is Michael Arias who gets the start. Was initially signed as a shortstop by the Blue Jays almost half a decade ago at this point. And now he is in the Cubs system, signed as a free agent 2 years ago, but functioning exclusively as a pitcher. Against the Green Jackets earlier this season, he went four innings, gave up just two hits, and struck out a career-high eight. The Green Jackets really struggled against his velocity. And when he is able to locate, he has been tough to hit, but the last time out for him was not so smooth. He's given up a lot of hits in outings when he doesn't have his best stuff. 0-3 is his record, 5.74 the ERA, and a 1.79 whip. As Ambioris Tavares steps in and takes ball one, the infield is playing into the corners here for Tavares, but bunting has not been something that he has done at all this season, nor is speed really his strength. The 1-0 swung on and missed. And it's 1-1. Tavares, Workinger, Janis, and Celedonio are batting 1-4 for the Green Jackets. Exposito, Worrell, and Casanova, 5, 6, and 7. The 1-1, cut on and missed, high fastball. And it's 1-2. Dawson Diamond and Francisco Floyd are batting 8th and 9th this evening. As Tavares calls time, Green Jackets in their road grays with the green numbers, black trim. Cody Cabela, the manager, down by the third base coach's box. Francisco Diaz out at first, where he often is. 1-2 to Tavares, the leadoff man here on this humid Wednesday night. The pitch is taken on the outside corner for a called strike three. Reginald Preciado is playing third for Myrtle Beach today. Hernandez at short. Revi Garcia at second. Miguel Fabrizio at first. Miguel Pabon behind the plate. Andy Gariola in left, Parker Chavers in center, and Morey is in right. It's Workinger, hitless last night, looks at strike one. Workinger was the only player not to reach base for the Green Jackets, which was unfortunate because he had a 16-game hitting streak going into yesterday. And this pitch is fouled off 0-2.
That foul ball brought to you by Downey's Heating and Air. No basic, no problem. Just call Downey's.
So 0-2 here on Workinger, as it looks like Arias has his stuff so far. The pitch cut on and missed with a high fastball, back-to-back strikeouts. In 4 2/3 innings of work so far against the Green Jackets, he has now struck out 10 batters and given up just two hits. Meaning the Green Jackets have only put the ball in play 6 times against him. As Janis takes ball one. Janis, a great game yesterday, 2-for-3 with an RBI. He also got hit by 2 pitches. So he reached base 4 times, twice the hard way, the 1-0. Grounded up the middle, softly towards the second baseman, Garcia, who underhands, rather sidearms to first for the out. That retires the side in the first. A very fast first frame as the Green Jackets continue to find no luck against Michael Arias on the bump. Back with the bottom of the second. First, when we come back, no score. Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
The Green Jackets go down in order in the top of the first, and that brings out Spencer Schrellenbach to the mound, as he will have the lefty Parker Chavers stepping in to lead it off. Schrellenbach, who had started on the first four Thursdays of the year, ended up starting on Wednesday of last week. He gets to start on this Wednesday as well. The first pitch from Schrellenbach, in for a strike on the outside corner. Schrellenbach, this is going to be his seventh start of the season, 15 and two-thirds innings of work. With 12 strikeouts, 0-1. Cut on and missed with a changeup, 0-2. Comes into today with a record of 0-1, 15 hits given up, 4 earned runs, a whip of 1.34, and teams are hitting 250 against him, a 2.30 ERA. The 0-2 taken in the dirt, blocked by Dawson Diamond. Diamond behind the plate tonight after Clarno was yesterday's catcher. Francisco Floyd plays at third with David McCabe given his first off day of the entire season. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Blew it right by him at 96 with the heater. And strikeout to begin the day for Schrellenbach. Floyd is at third. Tavares is at short. He DH'd yesterday. EJ Exposito slides from short to second. Justin Janis plays at first. Jair Casanova is in left. Ethan Workinger in center. And Bryson Worrell is in right. First pitch is grounded up the third base line and through for a base hit by Ravi Garcia. As the Green Jackets had shifted for him, he is a lefty, and he just chopped it over the position where the third baseman might normally have been had there not been a shift, but it's an easy single instead. As Slider the Bat Dog comes out and retrieves the bat. So one on, one out from Moises Ballesteros. Ballesteros hitting 283 with four homers. Last night had an RBI single, went 1-for-4. Takes the first pitch outside. Again, the Green Jacket shifting pretty heavily for Ballesteros. Short and squat lefty. And he will take this pitch outside 2-0. Garcia has decent speed off of first. They did get one stolen base yesterday, but were thrown out twice as well, did the Pelicans. A 2-0 pitch outside, 3-0. When Schrellenbach played here back on April 20th, he only made it an inning and two-thirds. He gave up three hits, three runs all earned. He hit a batter and walked one. His only decision of the year. He gets the strike on the inside corner here, 3-1. But since that outing, he has only given up one earned run in 11 innings since playing here back in April. The 3-1. Taken out of the zone, ball four. Looked like that one might have got plenty of the plate. So there are two aboard now for the cleanup hitter, Andy Gariola, who had three hits yesterday. He reached four times, 3 for 3 with a walk, two singles and a double. Gariola, the first righty that Schrellenbach will face. He leads this team with 17 runs batted in and a chance for more here for the former Old Dominion man. 6'4", 230. An imposing figure in the batter's box. Outfield back, infield back, and he swings and misses at the first pitch he sees, 0-1. The Green Jackets took yesterday's game 9-4, but it was a 1-0 Pelicans lead going into the seventh inning. 12 runs scored in innings 7 through 9. This one's chopped towards third, backhanded by Floyd. He steps on third for one, fires to first. Double play, beautifully executed, 5-3. You don't see it too often, but nice work by Floyd and Schwellenbach to get out of the jam. After one, no score, we head to inning number two. Green Jackets looking to break through against Arias when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Pelicans ballpark here in Myrtle Beach. Green Jackets and Pelicans all tied at zero. Stepping into the box is Celedonio. He'll take the first pitch for a strike on the inside corner at 96 miles an hour. Celedonio yesterday went 1-for-3 with a couple of walks. The 0-1 cut on and missed, 96. Schwellenbach out of a jam back in the first inning, inducing a 5-3 double play. The 0-2 taken up and away at 98. A lot of velocity from Arias. John Forster is the home plate umpire. The Green Jackets had him behind the plate twice last week. He has a very small zone. And the 1-2 is in for a called strike three. Third strikeout for Arias. That'll bring up EJ Exposito, 1-for-5 with 3 strikeouts yesterday. First pitch, slider in for a strike. It's been majority fastballs for Arias so far on the mound. And why not? He's been able to place them wherever he wants. The 0-1, right down the middle at 97. For whatever reason, he has just had Augusta's number so far this season. No one on, no score. Top of the second with one away, the 0-2. Called third strike on the outside corner. 4 strikeouts now in 5 batters. He's now struck out 12 in not even 6 innings of work versus the Green Jackets. And that one was 98. That'll bring up Bryson Worrell, who went 1-for-11 in his first series with Augusta. Added to the team last Tuesday. Played in 3 games. And the first pitch lined up the middle, dropping fast and in for a base hit. So Worrell only needs 1 pitch to become the first Green Jacket to reach base today, following where he left off on Friday. He played 3 of the first 4 games of the series, and on Friday he hit a 3-run home run off the top of the right field wall. So he ended up going 1-for-11 last series with 4 runs batted in, with 4 strikeouts as well. That'll bring up Jair Casanova. Now Casanova swinging a great bat right now. He'll slice this one foul. Casanova in the month of May hitting .414 with 14 runs batted in, 3 home runs, and an OPS of well over 1.200. So well over 1,200, a 1,280 OPS in the month of May. 0-1 inside, backs him off the plate. Last series went 6-for-13 with 2 homers, including a grand slam, and he drove home 8 in just 3 games. pickoff. Throw comes over to first. Fabrizio puts the tag on Worrell. Nothing doing there. Worrell did also make a great play in right field in Schwellenbach's last start to take away extra bases. He's got a great arm. In right or left. The 1-1. Inside and low at the knees. And this is nice for the Green Jackets now because you go down the first five batters in order, including four strikeouts, three strikeouts looking. And now for the first time, you're making Arias think a little bit. And you've got Casanova, a hot hitter, with the hitter's count here and a runner on first. Worrell's going. The pitch is sliced foul down the right field line. And I think Worrell had a great enough jump there that he would have been able to take that base. Ballesteros is not behind the plate tonight. He caught yesterday. Instead, it's Miguel Pavon. Ballesteros will also play at first base along with DHing just to keep his bat in the lineup. So 2-2 with two away. Worrell, again, a big lead off of first. The pitch is fouled off. Good at bat here from Casanova. That time a slider. So 2-2 once again. Worrell's going. The pitch is taken high for a ball. The throw down to second is not in time. It was a high throw from the catcher, Pavon, and Worrell had it beat. He nearly overslid the base. It's a slick infield dirt surface right now with the rain from earlier. So the reason I hesitated on that call, and presumably the ump did as well, is to see if he kept that back foot down. So Worrell on second, his first stolen base of the series, and the 3-2 to Casanova, taken high, ball four. So it ends up being an excellent eight-pitch walk taken by Casa as he gets to first. And Worrell's on at second for Dawson Diamond. Diamond did not face Arias back in April. Had an excellent Tuesday last week. He went 2-for-4 with a homer and a double. Went 3-for-11 in total last series with six strikeouts. And two aboard for him now as he takes strike one. Diamond has reached in each of his last three games. All three games last series. 0-1. Beautiful back-me-up slider that ends up crossing over the heart of the plate. And it's 0-2. He's struggled a bit with the K as of late, has Diamond. And the 0-2. Fouled off the leg of the catcher, Pavon. The Green Jackets only managed two hits against Arias back in April, and they have two base runners here, courtesy of a walk and a single from Worrell. 0-2. Cut on and missed, strike three, blew it right by him with a fastball at 96. Five strikeouts through two innings for Arias. The Green Jackets do get a base hit and a walk, but can't bring them home. To the bottom of the second we go, no score. Green Jackets Radio Network will be right back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
No score, bottom of the second here in Myrtle Beach. As Spencer Schwellenbach goes back out to the mound. Each side with a hit so far as Schwellenbach was able to get a double play to get out of the last frame. He will have the lefty Fabrizio in to lead it off. A lot of lefties in this lineup. Almost every team seems to be stacked with him right now. There are four lefties and two switch hitters in this lineup, and with the Green Jackets only having two left-handed arms on their entire staff, that means a lot of favorable matchups against the team with the best batting average in the league. Or really, the team that's favorable for the team with the best batting average in the league being the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Fabrizio swings and misses at the first pitch. He went 0 for 4 yesterday. As Schwellenbach gets the sign, infield shifted. The pitch is in for a strike. 95 there from Schwellenbach, who has hit a high of 98 this year. Typically sits more in the 94-96 range with that fastball. 0-2. Fouled off, and Diamond couldn't keep hold of it. Went back to the high heater there. Fabrizio signed as an international free agent all the way back in 2017. As he gets set for the next 0-2. The pitch fouled off again. Just was able to fight off that slider. Fabrizio was really struggling in the first couple of weeks of the season. As the 0-2 is swung on and missed. Changeup down and away. Got him. Second strikeout for Schwellenbach. When we were here a couple of weeks ago, Fabrizio was hitting almost 100, and since then his batting average has climbed to 230. But now it'll be Christian Hernandez, 2 for 4 with an RBI yesterday. And he'll pop up the first pitch he sees on the second base side, coming into the center fielder Werkinger, as Exposito, the second baseman, gives way, and Werkinger will make the catch. So two away now with no one on. And that'll bring up Reginald Preciado, who did not play yesterday, hitting 156 on the year. Preciado went 3 for 14. He did have a triple in the earlier series against Augusta. The Green Jackets gave up triples in four consecutive games. And actually, Augusta, as this one's fouled off, had given up five triples before they recorded their first one on the season. So Preciado, a switch hitter by trade, playing at third base today, hitting 156. Down in the count, 0-1. The pitch is lined towards center field. Werkinger going over to his right. He reaches out and is able to make the catch on the run to retire the side. Good contact there off the bat of Preciado, but Schwellenbach gets him 1-2-3. Into the third we go. More on an interesting broadcast note tonight concerning the home broadcaster here when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here at Pelicans Ballpark, no score as we head to the top of the third. Francisco Floyd stepping in to lead it off. Well, in the booth next to me and the secondary booth, two booths away from me to my right, there are two very important people for this Pelicans ball club. As Floyd steps in and swings and misses at the first pitch, Floyd yesterday went 1 for 4 with a double and a walk. He did strike out twice and brings a 3-game hit streak into tonight. As the 0-1 comes in, and Floyd lines it down the right field line, but slicing foul and hitting off the roof of the Wrigley Field grill. You mentioned those important people as Floyd gets back in the box. Might have to wait between batters to get this one in. The pitch. Line to right field again, going over the head of the right fielder. Morey is going to drop in for a base hit, and it goes all the way to the wall. Floyd hits second. He wants three. He rounds second, is headed for third. The throw from the cutoff man, Hernandez, is not in time. It gets away, and Floyd will put on the brakes at third instead of trying to advance. But it's his first triple of the season, and the Green Jackets have the go-ahead run in scoring position here with no one out in the top of inning number three. Floyd, once he hit second base and saw that the right fielder, Morey, didn't have the ball in his hands, he knew he wanted that third base and was able to get in time. The throw, even if it had been accurate from Hernandez, the cutoff man would have been well late. So Tavares steps up and takes a strike over the outside edge. So 0-1 on Tavares, who struck out looking his last time up. He'll take this one in the dirt. The broadcaster for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans is Sam Wiederhoft, who is a great guy, very talented broadcaster. He is doing the 9 hot dogs in 9 innings challenge. That's right. For every inning tonight, he eats another hot dog. I was with him down at the concession stand earlier. It's the 1-1. Is taken for a strike down the heart of the plate at 98. He is eating a hot dog in every inning, which is just remarkable stuff. As Tavares calls time. And he's not the only one who is partaking in this challenge this evening. I am not, for the record. I don't think that I quite have the capacity to do that. Runner on third, no one out. The 1-2. Grounded, caught by the first baseman on a dive. Wow, Fabrizio leaped forward to stop that ground ball from hitting the ground and ends up keeping the runner at third. Well, if that hits the ground, it might spin off that wet grass, and instead he's able to just keep it off. Just tremendous stuff. So a runner on third for Ethan Werkinger now with one away. For Ethan Werkinger, struck out swinging, and he'll take a ball on the inside corner. Sam Wiederhoft and Sam Chinitz, the video coordinator for this Myrtle Beach team, are both doing it. So they are just looking at the number of hot dogs continue to decrease as Werkinger takes ball two here. On the outside corner for a strike. So we can already see 3 hot dogs down and plenty more to go. Oh, wow. Sam is telling me he's already eaten 7 of the 9 hot dogs tonight. So much for pacing himself. And the pitch is fouled off. The count evens up at 2-2. I hope, well, there's a pair of Sams. The broadcaster, Sam, I'm hoping that he is pacing himself a little bit more. I mean, he's no Joey Chestnut. But, yeah, daredevil stuff going on in the Myrtle Beach Pelicans broadcast booth tonight. 2-2 on Werkinger with Floyd still on third, one away. No score in this one, top of inning number 3. The 2-2, flown to right field and shallow. Morey's going over to play it by the foul line. He reaches up and makes the catch into the netting and was able to make the catch. They're going to say it's an out as it looked like he might have played used the netting to his advantage there. Floyd was off the base. I don't think he thought that ball was going to get caught, and therefore he didn't try to tag. He could have scored easily. So now instead there are 2 away. For Justin Janis, who grounded out to end the first. As Janis takes the first pitch, fastball for a strike. Beautiful pitch there. A 1. in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. The pitch inside nearly hits Janis again. He got hit twice last night. He does crowd the plate a little bit from the left-hand side. The 2-1. Outside and low, 3-1. Janis does take a lot of pitches. So the 3-1, taken ball four. That pitch was actually in the zone. Again, this umpire, John Forster, we saw him last week. He had a very small zone twice and continues to have that small zone going both ways tonight. So the runners are on the corners now with two away. Floyd led off this inning with a triple and then a lineout and a flyout before Janis walks to put runners on the corners with two away. Celedonio struck out looking to begin the second, and he's the man at the plate. First pitch on the outside corner for a strike. A 1. Cut on and miss. He tried to hold up on a fastball right down the middle and could not. Runners are going. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Three-pitch strikeout to end it as the Green Jackets get a leadoff triple but do not score. We go to the bottom of the third. No score. Green Jackets and Pelicans back in a flash on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Bottom of the third, no score as Miguel Pabon steps in and takes the first pitch, changeup for a strike from Spencer Schwellenbach. Green Jackets got the leadoff man to third but could not get him home, courtesy of maybe a base running error of sorts and a nice defensive play. The 0-1 cut on and missed, big looping slider there, and it's quickly 0-2. You know, my dad growing up always hated the Eagles. It's one of the few bands that we just would never listen to. The 0-2 pitch, checked his swing, but it's a called strike three on the outside corner. Beautiful sequence there from Schwellenbach. His third strikeout of the day, and that'll bring up Christian Morey. But that song, that bumper that barbs back in, is Take It Easy by the Eagles. And recently I've been giving the Eagles a second chance. And Morey drops down a bunt, but it's foul. So the 0-1 to the 9-man is popped up. Could be playable for the catcher Diamond. Instead, it's going into the stands, and it lands right in the lap of a fan. His friend was trying to reach over to make the play, but could not hold on to it. So it's 0-2. So 0-2, and the pitch is taken high with a fastball. The pitch grounded towards third. Floyd charges, fields, throws, and gets him. So quickly, two away. Schwellenbach has retired the last six batters. And that'll bring up Parker Chavers, who struck out to begin the game. He had to wait for Slider the Bat Dog to go and pick up the bat, but Slider couldn't find the bat underneath Chavers' frame, and Slider had to go back to the dugout there, a little disappointed, so... unfortunate, but he was doing a great job. As Chavers takes the first pitch slider for a strike. O-1, grounded foul into the Myrtle Beach dugout. No score here, bottom of the third, two away and two strikes on Chavers, two hits to one, Green Jackets with the two, and Myrtle Beach with the one. The pitch, sliced towards first, a barehanded grab by Justin Janis, and he will take it to the bag himself. That was immaculate from Justin Janis. Look what I found, he says, as he goes to the dugout and hands the ball off to Giancarlos Lara. Well, you couldn't practice that one more if you tried, and he is able to make the stop and take it to the bag himself to retire the side. After three full innings, it is Green Jackets 0, Pelican 0 on the Green Jackets Radio Network. We'll keep it here. So we're getting ready to go here in the top of inning number four. Exposito is the man who will be leading it off. As the drag crew took a little bit too long to get off the field there. The infield dirt gets dragged after the third inning and the sixth inning of every game to keep it fresh. And that'll bring up Exposito, who fouls off the first pitch. Exposito struck out already 6 strikeouts for the Green Jackets through 3 innings. They have now struck out 14 times against Arias through 7 complete innings this season. The 0-1 is outside for a ball. As Exposito holds up and takes ball 2. Arias is now at 51 pitches through 3 innings of work. So pitch count not really a concern. The Green Jackets have had runners reach in each of the last 2 frames after being retired 5 in a row to begin this one, as Exposito swings and misses strike 2. It's 2-2. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike 3. Exposito has now struck out 5 times this series. High fastball there. Struck out 3 times on Sunday. He struck out 3 times yesterday. So 8 strikeouts now in his last 2 games and 2 batters, or 2 appearances rather, in the batter's box. That'll bring up Bryson Worrell. Worrell singled on the first pitch he saw. This is just his 4th game with the Green Jackets. He'll take strike 1 here. A 1 inside, and it's 1-1. One. 1-1 pitch. Worrell nearly offers it a changeup in the dirt, and two-one pitch outside. Three-one. Grounded up the middle and through to right center field for a base hit. It's going to keep rolling as Worrell hits first. He is headed for second. The center fielder drops the ball, but the right fielder, Morey, did great to back him up there, and it becomes a double for Worrell. So he has 2 hits in this one.
Next up for Augusta, the left fielder number 15, Taylor Casanova.
So Casanova next to the dish with Worrell on second. Swung on and missed. Oh and one. The pitch. Cut on and missed again. Got him on a slider inside there. Casanova walked back in the second. He has an 8-game hit streak, which is now the longest on the team. As Arias gets the sign from Pabon, Worrell did steal a base. The 0-2 is fouled off here. Worrell did steal second back when Casanova was at the plate in the second inning. But the Green Jackets stranded 2 runners aboard in that one. The pitch popped up, maybe playable down the right field line, drifting foul though, and it will drop in and amongst the picnic tables. So once again, the count remains 0-2. O2 pitch, breaking ball inside, as we've got a balk instead of that pitch counting, so Worrell will take third. Boy, we've now seen balks in 5 consecutive games. 0-2. Chopper towards short, fielded by the third baseman. He throws to the plate, and it's not in time. Sliding home safely is Worrell, who made the aggressive decision to try and score on that shallow ground ball, and he did slide in just ahead of the tag. It'll go down as an RBI single for Casanova. Although possibly they might end up being a fielder's choice instead. We'll see how they score it. But nonetheless, it's 1-0 Green Jackets as Worrell comes in from third. The first pitch here is fouled off by Diamond as the catcher took a while to get to that ball, but so they give it as a fielder's choice for Casanova. It's a fielder's choice in an RBI, but not a base hit, as the third baseman was the one, Preciado was the one who tried that throw home. So 0-1 to Diamond, who struck out swinging to end the second. 1-0 the score here in the top of the fourth with a runner on first and one away. 0-1 outside in the dirt, 1-1. RBI number 16 for Casanova. He is just a few off of David McCabe for the team lead. The 1-1 outside, snap throw back to first, not in time. Casanova didn't have all that great of a lead. As Arias calls time here, and the pitching coach, Bruce Billings, will go out for a chat. The Green Jackets were retired five in a row. They struck out four times in their first five batters. But since then, they have gotten a single, a double, a triple, and two walks. They have struck out three times since then as well, but they finally are able to break through. And after getting two men on base in consecutive innings, this time they finally get one home. One one to Diamond is across the plate for a strike. Casanova, two-step lead off of first with one away. The pitch is taken for a called third strike, a breaking ball that broke right over the plate for the second out of the inning. So Francisco Floyd, who tripled to right his last time up, is at the plate. He'll take a slider in the dirt for a ball. Floyd has now a season-long four-game hit streak. As Floyd takes a strike, it's 1-1. Apologies for the technical difficulties there. Our Wi-Fi situation, I guess, is perhaps not as stable as I would like it to be. So we should be reconnected now and back at it. Thank you. So 2-2 on Ballesteros. Schwellenbach gets the sign. The pitch is sliced foul into the netting. And the next 2-2 misses at the back foot, 3-2. Schwellenbach is through 3 1/3 innings, but he's been very, very efficient. He is only now at 38 pitches. No sign of anyone throwing right now in the Augusta bullpen. The 3-2, line down the left field line, but again, slicing foul. So once again, the 3-2 is taken outside, ball four. Second walk of the day for Ballesteros. The only two walks surrendered by Schwellenbach. And ends a streak of 8 straight men who did not reach base against the Saginaw native. So Gariola, who grounded into a 5-3 double play where the third baseman Floyd stepped on the third base bag and then threw to first. Gets a chance here. Take the first pitch for a ball. Had that excellent game yesterday, 3-for-3 with a walk. Was also thrown out at home plate. He was the potential go-ahead run in the bottom of the eighth. The pickoff throw comes to first, not in time. The 1-0 popped up, could be playable. Instead, it's bouncing towards foul territory, and it lands directly above my head and bounces about three rows ahead of me as a fan comes over to collect it. Well, that one had some carry. There is a bit of an overhang on the roof that probably means that it's pretty hard to get a ball here. But nonetheless, the pitch is nubbed towards the mound. The catcher Diamond out to play it, and he drops the ball, as that would have been a very tricky play and likely end up as an infield hit. So already two balls that have just sort of died on this infield grass that's still slick from the rain in the afternoon, and there are two aboard with one out for Miguel Fabrizio. Fabrizio struck out swinging on three pitches to begin the bottom of the second. And has two men aboard here. With one away. First pitch taken away as we're still waiting to see what the scoring is on that play by Diamond. Should be an infield hit. The 1-0. Misses inside and low. A snap throw down to first. Janice wasn't covering the bag. It is indeed a base hit. So the second hit of the day for Myrtle Beach. And Ballesteros is now on second. Gariola on first with one away. And a 2-0 count to Fabrizio with Hernandez on deck. The 2-0 pitch. Slider and sliced down the line into the bullpen. The 2-1. Grounded sharply, fielded by Janice. He throws to second for one on to first. Double play! That was beautiful. 3-6-3. Could see that all night. And the second outstanding snag by Janice at first base gets Schwellenbach out of the inning. To the top of the fifth we go. 1-0 Jackets on top on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. GreenJacketsBaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Top of the fifth, and we've got a pitching change here at Pelicans Ballpark, the first of the day. Cohen Moreno is into the game, replacing Arias. Moreno, the big frock of hair underneath his blue baseball cap, delivers a ball to Tavares to begin his evening. 1-2 and 3 due up, the 1-0 in the dirt, 2-0. Moreno was a starter when the Green Jackets played here earlier this year. Fifth rounder back in 2020 out of Cary, North Carolina. 2-0 as Tavares was fooled by a changeup in the dirt, 2-1. In the game that he played against the Green Jackets, did not go according to plan. He gave up two runs on two hits, including a homer, but he walked five and struck out one, and he misses low here to make it 3-1 on Tavares. The pitch is driven on a line to left center field. Going back as a left fielder at the warning track is Gariola, but he will make the play. 104 miles an hour off the bat. That one is supposed to go 381 feet. Now, that part of the ballpark is not even close to being 381 feet deep. This ballpark is a pitcher's paradise. And it ends up in a long, loud flyout for out number one as Ethan Werkinger, 0 for 2, is next to the plate against Moreno. He'll take a breaking ball that goes so far wide it sails right to the backstop. The 1-0 bounces up to Werkinger. And the 2-0 lined into left field, down the left field line for a base hit. It rolls all the way to the wall. The left fielder, Gariola, goes over to play it, and getting there to second base is Werkinger. So he snaps a little mini 0 for 7 with a base hit. And maybe he's thinking about starting a new hitting streak. Yeah, that 16-game one snapped last night. So a runner in scoring position now for Justin Janis, who walked in the third, 0 for 1 officially. Janis, the lefty, going up against another righty. Green Jackets have not seen a lefty this series. The pitch is taken in the dirt, blocked by Pavon. Infield is shifted. Guarding the first base line is Fabrizio at first. The 1-0 sliced towards that first base spot. Fabrizio is able to stop it and take it to the bag himself. Werkinger does advance to third. Nice play there. One first baseman taking away a hit from another. Now So Celedonio now to the plate with a runner on third and two away. The pitch is swung on and missed. Two strikeouts for Celedonio so far today. 1-for-3 yesterday with two walks. The 0-1 tipped into the mitt of Pabon. O2 swing and a miss. A hat trick of strikeouts for Celedonio as the Green Jackets will span a runner on third base. We'll take a break. Bottom of the fifth coming up. Green Jackets up 1-0 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, for the first time this season, Spencer Schwellenbach is set to pitch into the fifth inning. Through four innings of work so far, he has been, well, pretty good. Just 48 pitches, three strikeouts, no runs, two hits so far. He'll have 6, 7, and 8. Hernandez, Preciado, and Pabon due up this half inning. None of them have reached base yet today. 0-for-1 is Hernandez, and the first pitch to him is swung on and missed. Hernandez flew out to center, as did Preciado, who's on deck. Pabon, the third man due up, struck out swinging. The 0-1. Cut on and missed way behind. A fastball at 94. And the 0-2 on the outside corner, called strike three. Paint from Schwellenbach for the first out of the frame. His fourth strikeout of the day. Fastball at 95 as he gets the bottom of the fifth started with that backwards strikeout. And that'll bring up Preciado, the switch hitter who flew out to center in the second. 1-0 Green Jackets, bottom of the fifth. The pitch is taken just outside for a ball. The 1-0 popped off the inside of the bat, foul, and drifting towards the sweets. It'll actually get over everyone and out of play. So 1-1 the count. The pitch is cut on and missed. Schwellenbach is finding some really nice velocity here. That was 95 as Preciado calls time and steps out of the box. And here comes the 1-2. Flowing towards left field, going over is Casanova towards the foul line. It hangs up for him, and he makes the catch a few feet in front of the warning track. He dropped the ball trying to transfer it to his throwing hand, and they do indeed maintain that it was an out. It looked like it just slipped out of the glove there, but well after he had come down with the ball. So two up, two down for Pabon. First pitch of the at-bat in for a strike. 94 there from Schwellenbach, who has been exquisite so far tonight, trying to put himself in line for the win by getting through five innings. And the 0-1 misses outside. One to Pabon is swung on and missed again. Schwellenbach, this is easily the best we have seen from him so far this year. And the 1-2. Grounded towards second. Exposito ranges over, makes the diving stop. His throw from his backside is in time for the out that retires the side. The night of web gems continues. First it was Janis, and now it's Exposito, who fielded that three-hopper with his glove hand going towards his glove side on the outfield grass. And we head to the sixth inning with a 1-0 lead. Schwellenbach has been immaculate through five. We'll take a break on the Green Jackets Radio Network, but keep it here.
Thank you, our friends at Ocean Lakes Family Campground. Our courtesy shuttle can transport you to and from your dorm when you come to a game. If you need a courtesy shuttle on your way out, come to my staff member at the gate. Ocean Lakes golf cars are located inside Ocean Lakes Family Campground and can get you your dream golf cart and your dream location.
Back here at Pelicans Ballpark, Cohen Moreno remains on the mound for the Pelicans. One run, four hits, no errors for Augusta. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Pelicans here in the top of inning number six. Exposito steps in and takes a strike. Well, Exposito made a tremendous play to end the fifth inning, a nice diving stab, and looking for some of that to translate to the plate here as he takes ball one. Two strikeouts tonight. Celedonio, the cleanup hitter, and Exposito, the five-man, are 0-for-5 with five strikeouts. So take this one outside. It's 2-1. Two, 2-1 inside and high, 3-1. So the hitters count here for Expo as he looks to work his way aboard for the first time. One swung on and missed 3-2. The payoff pitch inside and low, so it ends up being a leadoff walk for Exposito as he earns his first appearance on base of the evening for Bryson Morrill, who's 2-for-2, a single, a double, and the only run of the game so far.
Now batting the right fielder, number 32, Bryson Morrill.
So Morrill, the switch hitter, batting lefties, lines this one down the line, but foul in left. One outside low with a fastball at 92. Exposito, we haven't seen him run all that much so far this year. Pabon, his lone throw to second when Worrell was stealing back in inning number two, was very high. And Exposito gets a big lead here. 1-1 is inside, 2-1. So 2-1, Worrell will take this one off speed for a strike on the outside corner. 1-0 Green Jackets. Leadoff man is aboard here in the top of the sixth. Just six hits combined between the two teams, and Worrell's got two of them. As Exposito nearly timed up a steal there. Instead, this one sliced towards the alley in left center field by Worrell, dropping in. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Exposito at second. He's headed for third as Gabella waves him home. Worrell headed for third base. He slides in safely. It's an RBI triple for Bryson Worrell, and he is now a homer shy of the cycle. And the Green Jackets take a 2-0 lead. Exposito scores standing up from first base. A three-hit day for Worrell, and we're only in the sixth inning. The Green Jackets double their lead.
Now batting the left fielder, number 14, Trey Casanova.
As the infield comes in for Casanova, who grounds this one foul. Casanova drove home the first run of the game, a walk and a fielder's choice tonight. And once again to the plate with a runner on third. He has had runners in scoring position both of his previous at-bats. The 0-1, cut on and missed. Change up there fooled him badly. And he's now 0-2. And I think he even smiled about that a little bit as well as he swung himself out of the box. No one out and a runner on third for the second time today for the Green Jackets. They couldn't bring him home the first time. 0-2, line foul down the right field line. Back in the third inning, Floyd led off the frame with a triple, and then the Green Jackets couldn't bring him home. None of the next four batters were able to get that run across the plate, but the Jackets broke through the next inning. Once again, 0-2 on Casanova. The pitch, breaking ball, taken high. Casanova, 16 runs batted in on the season. 15 of them have come this month. He will look off this one in the dirt, 2-2. So 2-2, the pitch is, ooh, hits him on the upper arm. Oof. That's a painful one. He wears 93 to the shoulder. The third batter hit in less than two full games, and the Green Jackets have runners at the corners now with no one out for Dawson Diamond. So Worrell stays at third. The infield will go back to double play depth in the middle. They'll keep the corners in for Diamond, who has two strikeouts so far today. Diamond tips the first pitch into the mitt here of Pabon, 0-1. Runners on first and third with no one out. One run already home this frame as Bryson Worrell tripled. Pickoff throw comes to first. Casanova back in standing up. So Worrell has a Worrell singled in the second, doubled in the fourth, and tripled in the sixth. And he might have one or maybe two more chances at that cycle. 0-1, Diamond swings and misses. High fastball there. As Diamond calls time. So 0-2, runners at the corners. The pitch is sliced foul off the top of the protective netting behind home plate. Oh, two. Checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal up the middle. He did not. 1-2. Worrell, a short lead off of third. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Diamond goes down swinging his third strikeout of the game. That'll bring out Francisco Floyd, who tripled and flew out to center. This is the first game of the season where the Green Jackets have multiple triples in the ballgame. Eddie Rosario has homered, by the way, for the Braves to put them up 2-0 against the Rangers, looking to take the series. Lost last night. Runners going for second. The pitch is taken. Fake throw down to second. They've got the runner Worrell in a rundown. Worrell trying to score. The throw was high, and they've got him at home plate. Casanova goes to second. A nice little fake throw there from the catcher, Pabon. And the Green Jackets have that lead runner on third erased from the base path. It'll go down as a caught stealing as Worrell just got a little bit too aggressive there. And that means there are now two away with the runner on second. The 0-1, fouled off by Floyd, now 0-2. Elsewhere in baseball, the Red Sox are up 9-0. On the Mariners in the bottom of the second inning. 9 runs and 10 hits for Boston through 2 full innings. The 0-2 tipped into the mitt of Pabon, and that will retire the side. But Worrell triples home Exposito, and the Green Jackets have doubled the lead. It is now 2-0 as we head to the bottom of inning number 6. With the Green Jackets down, up a pair, back in a flash on the Green Jackets radio network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
We've got a pitching change here with the Green Jackets up 2-0 now in the bottom of the second. Jorge Bautista is into the game. Last time out, he pitched 3 perfect innings and then ended up walking 5 in the eighth. He will look to avoid a repeat of that here today. And leading it off will be Christian Morey, who will ground the first pitch right back to the mound. Bautista fields it, overhands to first for the out. It's the final line for Spencer Schwellenbach tonight. Is outstanding. 5 innings of work, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. As Chavers squares to lead on a bunt and pulls it back and takes a strike. Green Jackets, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors here in the bottom of the 6th. So 0-1 to Chavers, who takes a strike right down the heart of the plate at 95 from Bautista, 0-2. O2 caught on and missed. A changeup in the dirt. Beautiful there from Bautista. Two up, two down. As Ravi Garcia takes a ball off the inside corner. Garcia is 1-for-2. He's got one of those two hits. One, laying down a bunt is Garcia, but it goes foul and it actually goes off of Diamond's mitt. Garcia awaits. 1-2 pitch. Grounded off the end of the bat towards third. Going to be a tough play. Floyd charges. Throws across his body. Did they get him? He did. Wow. What a beautiful play from Francisco Floyd. The defensive clinic continues. Just a tapper up the third baseline. Floyd charged in and threw all the way across his body to get the speedy Garcia. That'll bring us to the seventh inning with the Green Jackets on top 2-0 here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Top of the seventh here at Pelicans Ballpark. Tavares leading it off as he takes the strike on the outside corner. Tavares so far today 0-for-3, a strikeout, a lineout, and a deep flyout that was supposed to leave the ballpark. The 0-1 line towards center field, now drifting in, hanging up for the second baseman who's going to play it. Actually, the third baseman will cut him across and make the catch. Boy, that started off in the outfield, came all the way in to behind the pitcher's mound, and the third baseman ended up making that catch.
Now batting to center fielder number 25, Ethan Werkinger.
So Ethan Werkinger next to the plate. As Werkinger will take the first pitch inside for a ball. Werkinger doubled his last time up. The 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, taken high 2-0. Werkinger got stranded at third base in the fifth inning. In the heart of the zone there for a strike. Werkinger looks off a changeup in the dirt. 3-1 the count. Janis, who has just a walk on his line tonight offensively, but has been excellent defensively, awaits on deck. As the pitch to Werkinger is popped up into left center field. Everyone's converging on it. The left fielder comes in and has to slide to make the catch. Nice play by Gariola for the out. No defensive play in the outfield is easy in this ballpark, I'll tell you that. So Janis is to the plate now with a 2-0 lead with two away in the top of the seventh inning. First pitch, breaking ball, in for a strike. Good hammer action on that curve. The 0-1, grounded towards first, through for a base hit into right field between the first and second baseman. And Janis has reached again with a single here and two away. That'll set up Jeremy Celedonio.
Now batting the DH, number 26, Jeremy Celedonio.
Celedonio takes ball one. Two strikeouts swinging and a strikeout looking for Celedonio tonight. Janis has stolen a couple of bases, including one last series. He's off of first right now. Pickoff throw comes over. It was a good one, but back in safely is Janis. In the dirt and gets all the way by Pabon. Taking second is Janis, and he will move to scoring position on what will likely be a wild pitch. So 2-0, the count to Celedonio with a runner on second. The pitch is grounded toward short. Backhanded by Hernandez. The long throw to first is in time. Well done by the youngster at short to make that play. We'll keep it here for the seventh inning stretch. As always, Green Jackets up 2-0 on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Ballesteros leads it off in the bottom of the seventh, and he'll swing and miss at the first pitch. Green Jackets up 2-0 in the bottom of this frame. They've only given up two hits, as Ballesteros has reached twice, however, on a couple of walks. And he'll chop this one towards second. Diving play, Exposito again. He throws to first in time. Wow. The second consecutive diving stab by EJ Exposito, taking away another base hit. And there's the first out of the inning. Gariola lines the first pitch, fair down the left field line. It takes a long bounce, and Casanova goes to retreat it. Gariola will coast into second with a stand-up double. So Gariola has five hits. He is now 5-for-6 with a walk this series. So a runner on second now with one away for Fabrizio. He'll swing and miss at the first pitch. Two nothing the score, bottom seven, as Diamond will call timeout and go and chat with Bautista. The 0-1 sinker nearly gets the zone, but misses just away. One swung on and missed, brought him to a knee with a changeup. Beautiful. Gariola, who has excellent speed, is off of second base. A single here would likely score him with one away in the seventh. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him back again with a changeup down low. Second strikeout of the day for Bautista. So Christian Hernandez next to the plate 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout tonight. Runner on second, two away. The first pitch to Hernandez backs him up, a sinker inside. The 1-0, curveball in for strike 1-1. Green Jackets scored once in the fourth, once in the sixth. They did have a runner thrown out at the plate again for the second straight night as well. And trying to keep that zero on the scoreboard in the bottom of the seventh. 1-1 pitch. Caught on and missed, waving at that slider away. And Hernandez down in the count. And the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to strand Gariola at second base as the Green Jackets pitching continues to shut down Myrtle Beach. To the eighth inning we go. We will keep it here with the Green Jackets up 2-0.
the bottle that you're finished with. Thank you. It's time for tonight's Fiesta Mexicana. Now that last call. Unfortunately, this signifies the end of beer sales, the last call of the eighth inning. But hey, we get to be a dedicated fan in the process. Check out the video board. This is Amy. Amy, ring that bell. Ring that bell, Amy. There you go. For the best traditional best cuisine this side of the border, visit Fiesta Mexicana at 4070 Avenue North, Myrtle Beach.
Stepping in to lead it off here in the top of inning number 8 is EJ Exposito. Cohen Moreno remains on the mound. 2-0 the score. Green Jackets on top. The first pitch to Expo taken outside for a ball. The last time up, Exposito walked and scored as he has 2 strikeouts to his name, but also that free pass, and he swings and misses here. The 1-1 hits him. Got him on the elbow. Another man hit by a pitch. That's 4 now in 2 games. But he doesn't look like it hurt all that much. Might have got him in the elbow guard there. 94 miles an hour, showing no signs of discomfort. And once again, the leadoff man's aboard. And then I'll bring up Bryson Worrell, who just needs a home run for the cycle. Worrell tripled his last time up. He singled and doubled before that. He's got Exposito on first against Moreno. The pitch taken for a strike on the outside corner. Three-step lead for EJ off the bag at first. The 0-1 check swing foul towards the dugout. Worrell will step out and call time. The 0-2 to Worrell swung on and missed, strike 3. So the 3-hit night does not become a 4-hit night. One on, one out now for Casanova, who has found his way to first 3 times tonight. A walk, a fielder's choice with an RBI, and a hit by pitch his last time up. First pitch to Casanova, chopped foul. As the pickoff throw comes over to first. Exposito, huge delayed lead. And the 0-1, grounded softly off the end of the bat, but foul again. Nothing to score with one away in the top of the 8th. Everyone has to reset here, taking a little extra time as Casanova adjusts the batting gloves. The 0-2 to Casanova, grounded off the end of the bat towards third. The third baseman throws wide of second base into the outfield. Taking third will be Exposito on what should be an error on Preciado at third. Tried to turn two there, but the throw was way offline. Good backing up there by Morey. And the Green Jackets will now have runners at the corners. Exposito takes third, and Casanova arrives at first. The first error of the day for either team. So Diamond 0-3 with three strikeouts gives this one a ride into deep left field. Going back is Gariola. At the track, he will make the catch. Exposito will tag up all the way from third, and he is in to score. And the Green Jackets are now on top, 3-0. So Exposito has now scored two of the three runs today. Casanova goes back to first. And there's two away for Francisco Floyd, but the Green Jackets are now up three. So Floyd with a runner on first and two away sends this one to center field. Going back is Chavers. He's looking up into the night sky. He can't locate it. Oh, and he comes away with the catch at his knees. He got all turned around on that fly ball. He lost it in the fog, but an excellent job of recovering to make that play. We'll head to the bottom of inning number 8. The Green Jackets now up 3-0 as Bautista heads back out into mound. When you come back, Green Jackets up 3.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here at Pelicans Ballpark, Green Jackets on top now 3-0, courtesy of the sacrifice fly from Dawson Diamond. And Bautista comes back out to the mound. And he will have Preciado, who committed the error that led to that run scoring, at the plate to begin this frame. Just three hits all day for Myrtle Beach as the first pitch here is taken up and away. And two of those hits belong to Gariola. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Diamond dropped it, but it doesn't matter. Gariola with a single and a double. Garcia with a single. Everyone else has put up a big zero on their line so far tonight.
This call of bullpen is brought to you by Core Fitness. At Core Fitness, you'll find something different from what you expect in an ordinary gym. Our expert staff can find state-of-the-art gym equipment with an outstanding menu of programs to give you the ultimate fitness experience. Core Fitness, an environment dedicated to your health and fitness, is located at 1141 Griffin Parkway in Myrtle Beach and online at fatcore.com. The new pitcher on the mound for the Birds, the righty, number 33, Yolani Cabrera. Down the order coming for the Green Jackets is the shortstop, number one, Andres Ceballos.
So back here for the ninth inning from the Pelicans ballpark here on this Wednesday night. Tavares leads it off. He'll foul off the first pitch off the head of the catcher, Pabon. And a new pitcher has taken the mound. No more Moreno. Instead, in is number 33, Yovani Cabrera. 22 years of age, dealing out of the stretch. The 0-1 taken in the dirt, 1-1. The 1-1 flown to left field. Going back on it is Gariola. He's looking up. He's in the corner, and it's just going to stay in the park as he will make the catch on the warning track. And again, this ballpark just cannot let balls over the fence. That projected distance was 346 feet. And it was hit to a part of the ballpark that's 315 feet away. Wow. Workinger takes a strike. He's down in the count 0-2. So another long flyout for Tavares. He's had two now that could easily have been home runs in other ballparks. Workinger a double. He's 1-for-4 today. The 0-2. He holds up on the inside part of the plate. So 1-2 on Workinger, no one on, 3-0 the score. The pitch is chopped off the end of the bat towards third. Charging it is the third baseman, Preciado. His throw is in time. Nice play there by Preciado. And there's two away in the top of the ninth.
Now batting the first baseman, number 55, Justin Jennings.
So Janice is next to the plate. A single, a walk, and a ground out. Two groundouts for him tonight. No one on, two away. The first pitch to him swung on and missed in the dirt. The 0-1, socked towards right center field, dropping in for another base hit. It's a second hit of the day for Janis, his eighth two-hit game of the season. Far and away, the leader on the team. And he is aboard for the third time, a two-out base hit here in the ninth.
Now batting the DH, number 26, Jeremy Celedonio.
Celedonio pops the first one up and out of play. 0-for-4, three strikeouts and a ground out for Celedonio, looking to continue his seven-game on-base streak, his career high. This will likely be his last chance for that. This pitch inside, 1-1. One But already on the mound, Janis is going. The 1-1 pitch driven down the right field line has home run distance, but it is well foul. So going back to first is Janis, who has stolen a couple of bases so far this year. Now a short lead. And the 1-2. Breaking ball outside, 2-2. So two away as the pickoff there comes to first. Janis back in standing. 2-2 is the count on Celedonio. Should he reach, EJ Exposito, who has walked and been hit by a pitch, is on deck. Runners going, but they have him picked off. The throw is coming to the shortstop, who drops the ball. Janis will reach second base. They had him completely picked off, and then what will likely end up as a stolen base with an error, as the shortstop, Hernandez, just dropped the ball. He would have been out by 15 feet, but he dropped it. We'll see the scoring on that one, perhaps. But Janis now a huge lead off of second. Still 2-2 on Celedonio with two outs. 3-0 the score in the ninth. And the 2-2 pitch. Line towards right field and deep. Going back is Morey at the track. It is gone! Just the ninth home run this season at Pelicans Ballpark becomes Celedonio's fifth of the season. And the Green Jackets tack on two more. It's now 5-0 Augusta. 370 feet to right. And even in the fog and the mist that have been keeping balls down all game long, it ends up over the fence. Number 5 of the year, a team high for Celedonio. And that is some insurance now for Augusta with two away. Exposito next to bat. He will take ball one in the dirt. As delivering a strike is Cabrera. 9 home runs have been hit in this ballpark all season long. The Green Jackets have 3 of them, and they've only played here. This is now their 7th game. As this pitch is swung on and missed, 1-2. So 2 away, Green Jackets now up 5-0. And the 1-2. Popped up down the right field line, but foul and getting over towards the stands. Fabrizio, the first baseman, gives it a look, but nothing doing. The 1-2, breaking ball way up high, nearly got him in the shoulder. He's already been hit once tonight. So 2-2 with 2 away, no one on, 2 runs home. The pitch is grounded up the middle, a diving stop by the second baseman. He jumps and throws in time for the out. Excellent play by Ravage Garcia to retire the side. To the bottom of the ninth we go. The Green Jackets are on top now 5-0 as they look to close it out and move back to 500, back with the ninth in a flash. bottom of the ninth upcoming here at Pelicans Ballpark. Green Jackets on top 5-0. As Bautista remains on the mound looking to close out what would be a four-inning save and get Schwellenbach his first win of the season and of his professional career. So Garcia is in to lead it off. 5-0 the score. First pitch lined down the left field line. It is a foul ball. Just foul by inches. Nearly extra bases. To come all the way back to the batter's box after getting halfway to second. 0-1 on Garcia, who singled in the first. The pitch popped up towards short. Tavares is calling for it. Now the third baseman Floyd will backpedal and make the catch, calling off his teammate at the last moment and giving him a little clap at the same time. So one away. Just four hits for the Pelicans so far today. Ballesteros has reached twice, both via the free pass. Two walks for him this evening. Ballesteros 0-1. This one's grounded to first. Janis fields it. He's going to take it to the bag himself, and there's quickly two away. That'll bring up Gariola, who has two base hits tonight, two of the four. Last night he had three. He has put up five hits. He's 5-for-6 with a walk this series. And he'll take the first pitch inside for a ball here. 1-0. No one on. 5-0 the score. The 1-0. In the zone for a strike. The 1-1. Right down the middle, 1-2. Green Jackets scored once in the fourth and sixth, once in the eighth, and twice in the ninth. Looking to lock down the second straight victory in the series. The 1-2 pitch swung on and missed at a slider in the dirt. And the Green Jackets shut out Myrtle Beach on this Wednesday night. Make it three wins in a row for the Green Jackets, who improved to 500 with the win. It is the first save of the year for Jorge Bautista and the first win of Spencer Schwellenbach's professional career. As that brings us to our Easy Go post-game show. And it's time for today's Premier Network's IT Guy of the Game. Taking a look at the box score, a lot of worthy candidates in this one, but a three-hit night for Bryson Worrell. A single, a double, and a triple with a run batted in makes him our IT Guy of the Game. And all of the Premier Network's plays of the game are those defensive plays that we talked about earlier. Justin Janis, his stellar bare hand grab, the diving plays from Exposito and Floyd, and that preserved the shutout. The win in this one goes to Schwellenbach. Five innings of work, two hits, two walks, four strikeouts. No runs. His ERA now at 1.74. Bautista, four innings of work, two hits, no runs, and he strikes out six in the save for him. A tremendously efficient night for the Green Jackets as they will move to 17-17. Myrtle Beach falls to 16-18. The Green Jackets leapfrog them for third place in the division as a result of the win. That'll do it for us here. We'll be back at it tomorrow night with first pitch. Once again at 7:05, It's going to be Giancarlos Lara who gets the start for Augusta. We will talk to you then from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We'll be back at North Augusta, South Carolina on next Tuesday. And until then, we will see you in just a little bit under 24 hours. Announced attendance 1,573, and the Green Jackets come away with the win. They are now 9-4, now 10-4 in the month of May. Looking to keep it up tomorrow when we are back. Catch you then.